We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So, the Mishnah. Ein poichasim es haner p'nei shu oise kli. You're not going to take this ball of cheres, it's like this earthenware ball, and you dig in your hand into it, and you make it into a keli, you make it into a base kibble, you make it into a receptacle that can hold oil, and make it into a lamp. You're not going to do that on Yontif, because you're making a kli. He can't make a hole in this piece of cheres to make it into a kli kibble, because that's the issa of making a keli on yontif. Number two, halacha in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to make coals on yontif. You're not allowed to take wood and burn it and make it into coals, because it's like a keli. Who uses this? Blacksmiths use this to be mitzaref, the gold and silver kalim. So you can't take this piece of wood that's on fire and extinguish it and make it into a coal, because these coals are used as the tsarfei kesef azov. They use it to make jewelry. And therefore the pechem, the coal, is considered a keli. You're not allowed to cut a wick in half. You have a wick, you want to use it now for two different lamps. You're not allowed to cut the psila in half, because that is also making a keli, and therefore it is also to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you could take fire and burn it down the middle, make it into two wicks. That is mutter. And the Gemara will discuss, why should that be mutter? It's also making a keli. What's the difference if you do it with a knife, if you do it with fire? What's the difference? Tomorrow we'll discuss that. So let's see the Gemara. Man tano de prisas ner manahu. Who's told you that just digging out this hole and making this into a receptacle that can hold something, that alone is called a keli? Usually, when you make anything out of earthenware, what you do is you first shake the keli and then you put it into a kiln, you put it into an oven in order to get hard. Here, it's mashma, even before putting it in the oven, just digging out that hole, carving out that hole in this bowl of earthenware and makes it into a keli, that alone is called a keli, and it's called misakin mana. So who's that Tan on Rav Yisrael Ramei here? It's a Tan Ramei, a Tan looked in the Braisa. Kli cheres me'im esayim mekabel tumo. When is a kli cheres considered a keli that's mekabel tumo? We know that only something that's considered a keli, it's considered a utensil, is a mekabel tumo from all different tumas. So it has to be a finished keli. So when is it called a finished keli? Mishnigma relach the Div Rameya. Rameya holds, once I finish carving it out, it's considered a keli, and it's mekabel tumo. Rabbi Shua argues, Rabbi Shua Aimer, Mishitzafu Bekivshin. Only after you put it into the oven, into the kiln, then you make it hard, that's when it's called a Gemara Malacha. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef is saying, our Mishnah says just carving it out is called a manahu. It must be going according to Rameya. Omle Abaya, Memai, Dilma Adkal Karameya Hosam. There is better. There it's considered a finished keli. You know why? We're talking about a big kli cheres. So even though it wasn't put into the oven yet, and the chesaron, the drawback of not putting it into the oven is that if you're putting a liquid into it, it's going to dissolve. But you still can use it for dry things, because it's a big item. Only by a Then I'd kind of like come around Meir Hossam, that's called Gemar Malacha by Kli Cheres, that before you put it into the oven, still considered a keli. The Chazit Kabuli Bemidi. It could hold different things, like Paris, it's a big keli. You can put apples into it, use it to hold apples. Have a halka. Here we're talking about a little lamp. It's to be used for a lamp. Right now, I can't put any oil in it. Why not? Because it'll dissolve. It wasn't hardened yet in the oven. So what is it useful? It's not useful for anything. You can't fit an apple in here. It's a little lamp. You can put in coins into it. So it has episode use. And therefore, it's considered a keli fi Rav Meir. So what comes down to Gemara is like this. That was saying that our Mishnah that says, Ein peichsim saner, it's going according to Rav Meir, holds that it's a kli. Now, Tosfos takes issue on Rashi's whole pirush in this idea that you're taking this ball of earthenware and you're carving out a little hole in it. Because he says, that's pashut asur, even if it's not a kli, because the halacha is even starting to make a keli is also asur to do on yontif. So why does it have to be a finished kli? And the Gemara's mashma, it has to be a finished kli. Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat. But the answer to Rashi is, the Rashi holds no isur to make a keli. There's no binyan b'kelim. The only issue is makav apatah. So if it's not a finished keli, it will not be aser. That's why Rashi learns that you have to go. That it's talking about you dug it out and you carved out the keli, and it's only for your ameya that's aser. Why? If you ever when you're doing something, no. Until it's a finished keli, it's not osur because it has to be makah patish. It should be a finished thing. That's the only time it's osur. But just carving out the keli, there's no binyan bekelim. Therefore, if you're Rashi, it's not osur. Other Rishonim learn a little different to answer Rashi. That here, the Mishnah says a lashon, you can't do it based on oisa kli. It's mashma, just carving it out as a kli. That's what we know. It has to be like our mayor. Or the other mandiyam, which the Gemara will say momentarily. Ikad Amri, Om Rav Yosef, it's not Rav Meir, it's a different Tana. Rav Lez, Rav Tzadiki. Well, we found a different Tana that holds that just carving out the keli is enough of, we call the keli even before putting it into the oven. The Tana, learn to the Mishnah. Alfasinim charonios, tahirot, spoil ames. Alfasinim charonios are plates that they use in the suburbs. In the suburbs, they weren't so makbid on having fancy china and fancy kalim. What they did was, they just took a piece of earth, they flattened it out, and they used that for a keli. That's enough. Even it couldn't even hold anything. It was a flat thing. They flat piece of dirt, they used that for a keli. So according to the Tanakhama, he says, it's Tara Ba'al HaMeis. Why? Because Allah is, to be something to be Tomei Meis, it has to have a base kibble. It has to be able to hold something. Even if it's a keli, but it has to be something that can hold something. But for Tumas, B'mas Azov. But it's enough a keli to be tami masa hazav. Why? Because masa hazav, it means when you move something, hazav moves something, is tami from the outside of the keli, and therefore doesn't need an inside, and therefore Tanakama holds, even though it doesn't have an inside, it's still makabel tuma. That's the shita of a Tanakama. But it's also tari's masa hazav. Why? Because the malach is not finished. Since you plan on carving out a hole in it, so therefore it's not call the Gemara Malacha until you carve out the hole. But what do you see? That carving out a hole in the keli to make it a base kibble is enough to be called the Gemara Malacha for Tuma. It's enough to be called a keli. So we see a sheet of holes even before putting into the kifshon, before putting into the kiln, it's already called a keli. So Rav says, Aro Mishnah is going to Lezim Rav Tzadik. I'm like, Abaya, no. There, at least it's a big keli. So once you carve out the hole, it's useful for other things, even for into the kiln. They can put in dry things into it. Avahacha, lamai chazi. Here's a small little lamp. What can you use it for already? So heck you say, it's called a keli. It can be used for oil because it wasn't put in the kiln yet, so it's not hard. And you can't use it for anything else. And for the Gemara, no, yeah, chazi kabuli apshiti. You can use it to hold coins, and therefore it's called a keli. So like a part of my Gemara has two pshatim, who the man the amma is that holds that just carving out a keli without putting it in the oven is called a keli. It's called a kli. What Rav Yosef, on one hand, the first lashon says going to Rav Meir, and the second lashon says going to the Rav Tzadik. It's not familiar halacha. Just saying is that we found two tanoim hold that just carving out the keli alone without putting it into the kifshon is enough to be called a keli. Tanu Rabbanan, in peichsim esaner, you're not allowed to carve out a lamp to make a keli. Vein oisim ilfisim charonius biyamtiv, and you can't even make these flat plates out of just crushing a piece of or dirt. You can't do that on Yontif. That's Tanakam. Rav Shimon Lugmiel, Matib, Alfasa Groni says that's mutter to do because that's not making a keli. It still has to be dug out. It's not called making a keli. Now, my Charonius, what's Charonius mean? Rav Yehuda, Ironius means like the people from the suburbs. My Ironius, Arabaya, Tsoy Chaklaisa, the plates of the people, like the farmers, Chaklaisa literally means. It means the people who live out in the hicks. They're very simple people and they use these plates that are not carved out, they're just a flat piece of earth, they're not put in the oven, and that's what it means when it says ilfas and charonios. It means these type of plates. The Mishnah said further that you can't make coals on yontem, which means you have a piece of wood, you can't extinguish it in order to make it into a coal. So more pshita, my chazi, more kashas, forget about making a keli. Stamazoy, you know, do this on yontem, because what's the use? The blacksmiths are not open on Yontif. You can't be a blacksmith on Yontif. You can't create jewelry or other things like that on Yontif. So why in the world should it, what would it have mean that you like to do this? So my answer is Tanya Abchir Lenitzur LeMoishon LeLairin LeBoy V'Yom. You want to give it to the bathhouse attendants on Yontif. They need it for Yontif. These coals to warm up the bathhouse. So you want to give it to them on Yontif. So the have mean will be since it's Sarich Yontif, allowed to do it. Kamash on, like it's a tikkum on. It's making a keli. They can't do it. Right, tomorrow, boy, be yom yishari. You now go to the bathhouse in Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, you now go to the bathhouse. It's a gzeira. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph says there's a gzeira. You now go to a bathhouse on Yontif or on Shabbos because they might come to cook water on Shabbos for it. Therefore, they're in a gzeira. You can't go to a bathhouse on Yontif and Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Kedama Rava Lahazia. v'kodem gzeira. Haganam lezia v'kodem gzeira. So we're in the Gemara on Shabbos that by beginning they only made a gzeira. You can't go bathe yourself on Shabbos Yom Tov, but to go into to lezia, which means go into a shvitz, to go sweat, to go into a sauna, that was mutter to go on Shabbos Yom Tov. And later on, they even made a gzeira on that because people used to go to the sauna and take a bath and say, "Oh, I'm just going to the sauna." And therefore, they said he can't even go to a sauna on Shabbos Yom Tov. But upon him, this Gemara is going before that, and the Havmin Rabbi is since they need a lahazia, which is mutta on Yom Tov, you let her do it. Kamash lon, you're not allowed to make this pcham on Yom Tov because it's a tikkun kli. So the Gemara writes, "Said in the Mishnah, 'Ein choytchem v'sapsilo shnayim.' Now, I'll cut a wick into half into two because it's making a keli, it's making a new wick. Now, I'll do that on Yom Tov." But it says, Rav Huda says, you gotta do it with fire. And the Gemara doesn't understand, why would that be any better? Pray to Marakasha, Mayishna besakin the loy. You can't do it with a knife. Take a masakin mana because you're fixing, you're making a keli. But arnami come a masakin mana. We do it with fire also. It's the same problem. You're doing masakin mana. So why should that be mutter? Why is that any better? So Gemara answers, Tanu Rav Chiya, choytrim ba'ar befishten eris. You're right. You're not allowed to cut a wick and a half with fire. But here, the Eitzah that we're allowing you to do this wick is like this. You take the wick, a long wick, you have 2 cups of oil, you put each end of the wick in a cup of oil, and then you light it in the middle, and it separates automatically, and it just looks like I'm lighting 2 candles. You light a candle on Yom Tov. What happens is, it happens to separate. So it doesn't look like I'm switching the wick. What it looks like is that I'm making hadlaka ba'aman. Since I'm doing it this way, therefore it's not considered tikkun mana and it's mutter. So I'm allowed to do it that way, only like cut it in half with fire, only if it's sticking, it's stuck into 2 lamps, and I split it in half by making it fire. Omrav nosim ba'aba omrav. Moichtim es apsilim b'yomtif. A lot of times, on top of a wick, it develops this little ball of ash, and it darkens the fire. You're allowed to take that off on Yom Tov. Really, it's called meichtim because you used to do it with like a little needle. That's used to get it off. My meichtim, my Rav, Chinuv Rav Shlomim, say Rav, la'aduri chashuchi, take off the black, take off the dark, which means the dark little cherry that develops on top of the wick. You're allowed to take that off. Now, why are you allowed to do that? The Rosh over here in Siman Zion says there's no tikkun kli. That's number one. It's not called tikkun kli. It's not really making a kli. You're just helping it out. It shouldn't darken it. And I, there's a problem with kibui, because that piece falls on the floor and goes out. He says that since it's tzarech hadlakas haner, kibui l'tzarech hadlakas haner is mutter. That's what the Rosh tells us over here in Perek Dalid, Simin Zayin. The Rosh says, I read the part of Lashon, it says, V'af bishem apilei la'aretz, v'u kava, and goes out, mutter, k'moishem mutter l'hadlakas haner, v'sh tamas la'aretz, just like a light and air. Kach mutter l'chabes mashem v'nei hadlakas haner. Same thing, you let extinguish what helps you make hadlakas haner. And later on, he says, "Mistavra the inkan tikkun kli." So the Rosh explains this halacha very well. So to Gemara, Tani bar Kaparo, Vav dvar nemru b'psila. There are 6 halachas that are said regarding wicks on Yom Tov. Gimel lahachmer, 3 of them are machmer, but gimel lahakel and 3 are lahakel. What's the hachmer? In goyid l'mayis l'chatchil b'yom tov. You can't make a wick. Take a few strands and spin them together on Yom Tov because that's making a keli and that is usher to do on Yom Tov. Halacha number 2, ve'ema havivim oisambar. A lot of times, on top of the wick, it has like a stringy, so you want to light it to flatten out, to make it smooth. You now do that on Yom Tov, because also, that's also called making a kli. You now make a kli on Yom Tov, it's kamaka patash. Ve'en choytchem oisoshnaim, it's now a cut in half, it's also making a kli, now a cut in half. Those are the 3 halachas lahachmer. You can't make a wick, you can't light the end of the wick to flatten it out, and you can't cut a wick in half. What are the 3 halachas lahakel? Number 1, ma'acha b'yad. If the wick is a little bit loose, you want to make it tight together, you let it do it with your hand, because that's called tikkun klacha yad, Rashi says. And number 2 halacha, you let it do with a sher b'shem, you let it soak it in oil so it should light nicely. That's also, there's no iser involved. L'choytcha ba'ar, you let it cut it ba'ar b'fish de neris. When they are sticking into the 2 lamps, you let it light in the middle, and this way it splits in half. That would be mutter. So these are the 6 halachas that are said by wicks on Yom Tov.